All right, so first of all, introduce yourself and tell us your involvement here.
Sure, I'm John Bode, president of the Corn Refiners Association. And corn refiners in America buy about 15% of America's corn crop and process it into foods, pharmaceuticals, and increasingly renewable chemicals, and a wonderful growth opportunity.
So you talked a little bit about Farm Bill being a big priority, and you have a lot of focuses then within that piece of legislation. What are some of the important highlights that you guys are concentrating on right now?
So our number one priority is to support the producers who are our partners. So we support crop insurance, we support responsible approaches and conservation programs. Also, we're supporting initiatives to develop the agriculture bioeconomy because that is a wonderful growth opportunity for American agriculture and rural jobs, high-paying jobs in rural America.
And talking a little bit about the products that you guys are concentrating on, those sorts of things, a lot of it has to do with sustainability and the how good America is at producing corn.
That's right, Whitney. So American agriculture is not only the most efficient in the world, it's also the most sustainable in the world. And that's why we have the high ground in advancing renewable products in the U.S. And we just feel it's critically important that we take advantage of that. Right now, when you look at the bioeconomy, so these renewable products around the world, manufacturing of those products is thriving in Europe and Asia, but much less so in the U.S., even though the groundbreaking scientific breakthroughs are happening in the U.S. So those scientific breakthroughs are being exported to China and other Asian countries in Europe for the manufacturing of the bioproducts. So we want to do a better job of advancing the biomanufacturing so that we can keep those jobs here at home and build the market for American farmers.
And you already kind of touched on it here, but how does that play into the Farm Bill and the things that you guys are hoping to see at hopefully the end of this year?
Yeah, so there are incentives for biomanufacturing in the Farm Bill. Historically, they've been focused on fuels. We think that we can expand that so that it's also for these other renewable chemicals that make bioplastics and all kinds of other bioproducts. And in that way, we can open up the opportunities. You know, right now in the U.S., if you stretch it, we have like 15 bioinnovation and manufacturing hubs. In Europe, they have 175. And so building up our universities and their capabilities to advance manufacturing of this biomanufacturing, that's the way to bring great paying jobs to rural America.
So the research portion, I'm sure, is something you guys are keeping an eye on as well.
Oh, you bet. We're always enthusiastic supporters of ag research. It's fundamental. You know, it's scary how China is investing so much in ag research now, much more than we are. And that's because they recognize the strategic importance of agricultural research, and we shouldn't fall asleep at the switch.
Anything else that we should add before we let you go?
I would just note that we need to remember that agriculture is the foundation of so much of America's economy. One-fifth of America's economy is really rooted in agriculture. And the effects go far beyond the farm gate. Of course, what happens on the farm is essential, and that's the first step. But we have more Americans are working in manufacturing of agricultural products than cars and trucks. Twice as many in ag manufacturing as automobiles. And so technology is the answer. It goes back to the research point you were making, Whitney. And in my lifetime, my generation has seen a 28% loss of agricultural lands in America, yet we've increased agricultural productivity 400%. And that's because we're making smart use of technology. We need to keep advancing the research and keep using the technology in smart ways.
Thank you so much, John Bode, joining us here with the Corn Refiners Association on the Red River Farm Network. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Whitney Pittman.